averaged 6.5 rebounds a game. Steven Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12.5 points, 6.7 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game. In the backcourt, Max Klesmit back in the starting five, 6'3 junior from Nina, about 7 points, 2.3 rebounds. Connor Isijan, 6'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, 11 points, 3.5 boards. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. Illinois leads the series all time, 115-90, and it's been a series of a lot of momentum in the last several years. Wisconsin was on a 15-game winning streak against Illinois, but now the Illini have come up winners over the last five meetings, including a 10-point win earlier this month in Champaign, Illinois. Those are your starting lineups, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini, ready to have at it on this Saturday afternoon in Madison. The opening tip, presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of the business we do. From Detroit, Michigan to Madison, Wisconsin, and from Chicago, Illinois to the Upper Peninsula, we've got you covered. Quality parts, friendly service, and a huge selection of name brand products. You can even shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's bumper to bumper. We appreciate your business and thank you for shopping locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. The traffic got it, and a foul.
Dabbley drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Goes left side. Picked up ball. It's over.
Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
live from the Kohl Center in Madison alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Silas Kohl back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the Badgers have their rematch with Illinois this afternoon. The Illini, a 10-point winner against Wisconsin on January 7th. That was a day where the Badgers rolled into Champain, ranked 14th in the country and 3-0 in the Big Ten. But the Badgers come into today's game having dropped 5 of 6. Illinois has won 5 of 6. So the Badgers trying to get things turned around on this Saturday afternoon before a sellout crowd and a stripe out here at the Kohl Center. Teams are on the floor. We'll have our national anthem momentarily, and then we will get you ready for Big Ten basketball this afternoon as the Badgers host the Illinois Fighting Illini. Let's throw it down to the floor now for the playing of our national anthem.
America, would you please remove your hats and join us in the playing of our national anthem performed today by Al Falashi.
Saxophone players are undefeated, and they stay that way here today at the Kohl Center as the Badgers taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. And like how the ebb and flow of a season goes, the Badgers were playing well. They were going to be without Tyler Wall in that first game, and they were without Tyler Wall in that first game. Illinois was scuffling, and now the roles have reversed. We'll see if the Badgers can reverse it right back at them here this afternoon.
Well, I can distinctly remember us talking about what had happened to Illinois early in the season, and also kind of looking at the path for the Illini to get right back into contention for a Big Ten title, possibly over the next 6 games, thinking, well, if they were really good, they could win all 6. They won 5 of those 6. I mean, so you have to give them credit for turning around their season. They were picked among the top teams coming in. The preseason pundits had them 1 or 2. Purdue, more often than not, was 3 behind Indiana and Illinois. So they've got the talent. There's no question about it. And they're finally, I think, meshing, which was the problem early in the season with some of the transfers.
Yeah, that one blip was Indiana, and Brad Underwood saying that a part of that might have been just the number of games in a relatively short period of time. They lost to a much improved Indiana team, 80-65. But as we talked about in the first game, they've tweaked some things at both ends of the floor, Illinois. They're running some spread that has worked well for them defensively. They're not switching the way they were before, and they've been pretty sticky on the defensive end. But they're playing to their talent. You know, Sky Clark is on a leave of absence right now, very gifted freshman guard. But still, between the mix of transfers and guys who've been in the program a bit, they're on a pretty good roll.
The thing about it is that they're so difficult to guard. Any one of their starters, all 5 starters, have scored at least 20 once this year. So they can get 20 from 5 different guys in the lineup, and it can change from game to game. Now, the interesting thing about the earlier meeting between Wisconsin and Illinois is the Badgers actually made 3 more field goal attempts than the Illini. 2 fewer from the 3-point arc, and then the free throw line, there was a huge disparity, 19-5. And that has been an ongoing part of the Wisconsin narrative this year, the inability to get to the line and then once there to make shots.
Yeah, they're still last in the Big Ten in conference games at free throw shooting. So, yeah, they're not getting there much and not knocking them down when they do get there. Today's honorary captain, Sean Mason, one of the outstanding Badger players back in the 90s. Of course, big part of the Kohl Center opening here 25 years ago. Like I was talking to him a little while ago, I said, Sean, just grab the ball and chuck up a couple threes, will you? He said, I am tempted. I'm tempted.
I said the same thing to him. He's probably thinking he was in an echo chamber or something. The thing about Sean Mason that will forever respect out of him is that he dealt with not one, but two ACL injuries
yep.
during his playing career at Wisconsin to each knee. And then as a senior in 98-99, still led the team in scoring, averaging almost 17 points per game. The next closest or highest score was Ty Calderwood with 9.
Yeah, no, Sean was, he was just a terrific player here. All great to see him as they continue to have the honorary captains for the home games this season here. And it means a lot for those guys to come back, and it means a lot for fans, many of whom remember Sean very well from his days as a Badger.
When we were chatting, the thing that Mason probably told you, too, he looked down at the Wisconsin end of the floor where the Badgers were warming up. He said, three. He's the guy.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
the guy I'm following. Three. He was talking, obviously, about Connor Asuja.
Well, he was the bright spot on Wednesday night in College Park. A season-best 19 points for the freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. 4 of 6 from the three-point line. As you mentioned, Illinois loves to shoot threes. They don't shoot them particularly well, although Coleman Hawkins did in the game against Wisconsin, going 6 of 9. He's 5 for 21 since, but he's doing a lot of things really well. He's averaging about 10 a game. He's getting better than 6 rebounds. He can distribute the ball. He can play the 5 as they mix and match their lineups. He is playing really good basketball for Illinois.
It'll be interesting to see the adjustments that Asuja will make to Illinois. Because when he played in Champaign, they beat him around pretty good. They were very physical with him, especially R.J. Melendez, who came off the bench. And even Asuja admitted afterwards he hadn't been really handled to that extent physically up until then. He was able to score only 5 points. That was the last time he scored less than double digits. He's been on a pretty good roll of late. So now we'll get an opportunity to see what he has learned and if he can apply it to his game here this afternoon.
All right, Badgers trying to get a split in this regular season series with the Illini. The Badgers and the home white unis and the cardinal trim as Illinois breaks the huddle in the dark blue unis and the orange trim. Wisconsin and Illinois, a sold-out Kohl Center here today. Students, as you caught Greg Gard's pregame interview, as the head coach was coming in, he saw the students lined up outside the building, ready to get in. So shout-out to the Grateful Red. We're getting here in the snowy conditions we have in Madison here on this late January afternoon.
You can feel it. There's good energy in the building. This is a team that's in need of some energy, too, especially coming off the loss at Maryland.
I was talking to Greg about that. It's been a tough logistical week. It's been a tough week, period, for the Badgers. So any help they can get, greatly appreciated. Stephen Crowell and Dane Danger ready to jump center. Larry Scarrato, Brooks Wells, Brandon Cruz have the whistles here this afternoon. The Badgers and the Illini here in Madison. Wisconsin 4-5 in league play. Illinois 5-4. Toss and tap to Illinois. And the Illini moving to our right. We are underway. Terrence Shannon against Max Klusman. Florida Mike Matthew Meyer. He is shadowed by Connor Asuja. Now Danger versus Crowell. A handoff to Shannon. Down the lane. Flipped it up left hand. Wide of the mark. No good. The rebound to Klusman. Good work in the help D from Stephen Crowell as Klusman at the right sideline feeds Crowell at the free throw line, throws to Besiegen, sends it back to Crowell against Danger at the top. Illinois straight up on the defensive end. Tyler Wall backing left of the lane on Matthew Meyer. Backing his wall, backing, turns, one pump, low on the left, up and around the rim and out, no good. Rebound Meyer of Illinois. Opening minute, no score. Coleman Hawkins up the floor for the Illini. Flips to Meyer at the top of the arc. He'll feed Hawkins high on the left. He is with Tyler Wall. Hawkins with a pass for Shannon. Gives off to Meyer, left wing. Asuja defends. Now Shannon versus Klusman. Shannon loops a pass to Danger off the right elbow. And now it's Meyer. Baseline right. pivots, fades, flips, baseline right, 12 feet away, air ball, caught weak side by Klesman. A minute gone by, we have no score. Klesman at the top of the circle for Wisconsin. Max on the left-hand dribble, left lane line. He'll pivot up, mid-post left, and it rolls off the right side iron, no good. Danger the rebound. Here comes Illinois, and Jaden Epps, who had 15 against Wisconsin on January 7th, tries left of the lane, scoops it up and in. Jaden Epps getting his second straight start, third of the season, 2-0 Illinois. Klesman snaps off a three right wing. Welcome back, Max Klesman. Sticks a triple in the Badgers with a 3-2 lead in the early going.
You have to love his aggressiveness early in this game after missing the last two.
Jaden Epps throwing to Meyer against Asijan, and now it's Shannon along the left sideline. Throws it to Meyer along the perimeter, right of the circle, works off the danger screen. Meyer. Throws it back out to Shannon. Shot clock at 10. Epps against Hepburn. Left of the circle. Epps retreats at the logo. High screen danger. Blocked out Hepburn. Drop coverage Crowell. Running it up right hand. No good. Is Epps. And the rebound comes down to Hepburn. Here's Chucky running up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Hepburn blows off the right wing. Pivots in the lane. One pump out the wall. Feeds Crowell at the top of the circle. Badgers run offense. Hepburn right side. Drives on Shannon. And a step back long two is an air ball. Caught weak side. And they're going to get a foul here on Tyler Wall trying to root out position for Wisconsin. There's the game's first foul.
Some intriguing matchups. You've got Wall defensively against Coleman Hawkins. You also have the freshman Connor Asijan against a veteran player like Meyer, who's in his 147th game.
Yeah, and one of those 147, a national championship game, a win with Baylor a couple of years back. 3-2 Wisconsin. We're 2:20 into the game. Terrence Shannon left wing poked away Klesman. Shannon gets it back, and then the ball goes off the feet of Hawkins. Diving for it as Klesman can't get there. Hawkins has it top of the arc. He'll drive. Stops left elbow. Goes into danger. Mid-post left. Backs left shoulder turn up right hand short. Got his own rebound low on the right. Push it up. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 2:40 gone by, 3-2 the Badgers as Hepburn will slow jog into the front court for Wisconsin, moving to our left in the first half. Hepburn against Shannon, throws to Crowell, right wing, danger on him, a feed for Wall, right of the circle, flips to Hepburn at the top. Chucky gives it up to Asijan with Meyer on Connor. Now it's Wall, right wing, out to Crowell, open three straight away, and it's in and out, no good, Meyer the rebound. 3 minutes in, 3-2 Wisconsin. Jaden Epps to the front court for the Illini. Pounds a dribble, left hand hip high, throws to Meyer, top of the circle. Matthew Meyer off a danger screen, loops left of the lane, moving in, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Crowell again. Another empty possession for Illinois. Hepburn up the right sideline. Gives it to Crowell between the circles. Not quite 3.5 minutes gone by. 3-2 Wisconsin. Crowell a handle off to Klesman. Moves to his left. Now to the free throw line. Fades, fires, back rim, no. Rebound. Jaden Epps taps it to danger. He sends it to Epps. Epps on the right wing. Drops it to Terrence Shannon. He'll drive it. Runs over Klesman. Offensive foul. Max Klesman, no fear. First game off the injury. And he sticks his face in there and draws the offensive foul.
We really didn't expect anything less out of Klesman because this is how he plays. He can't play any other way.
If ever there was a day where you think you might walk yourself in the shallow waters first, this would be that day, but that's, you're right, that's not how Max is built. Terrence Shannon with the foul. R.J. Melendez in the lineup for the Illini. Ty Rogers as well. Melendez, sophomore. Rogers, a freshman. Here's Hepburn. And he'll throw it to Stephen Crowell. He now finds a curling Asijan. Low on the right. Scoops it up right hand. No good. Rebound battled for it. Tip into the hands of Hawkins. Hawkins will race up the left sideline. Still 3-2 Wisconsin. Cross-court pass Shannon. He'll drive by Wall. Shannon lost the handle, and it's picked up by Stephen Crowell. Turnover Illinois. 4 minutes in. 3-2 Wisconsin. Both teams 1 of 7 from the field in the early going. Hepburn against Rogers. Little brush screen from Crowell. Chucky left wing goes into Wall. Left of the lane. Shannon defends. Single coverage. Wall backing. Left block. Left shoulder turn. He got fouled before the shot. And we'll hit our first media timeout. A cold shooting both ways here for the Badgers and for the Illini as we have our first time out of the afternoon. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. A foul assessed to Terrence Shannon, who has picked up two early ones for Illinois. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:40 left in the first half. Wisconsin 3, Illinois 2. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 15:40 left of the first half. Badgers 3, Illini 2.
In the first 4-plus minutes of this game, Max Klesman has dove on the floor for a loose ball, drawn a charge on Terrence Shannon, hit a three-pointer, grabbed two rebounds, and added a steal to his box score.
Yeah, one of the two fouls already on Shannon. So with two fouls early for Illini's leading scorer, he's on the bench right now. Rogers, Meyer, Hawkins, Epps, and Melendez, the five on the floor. Carter Gilmore in there for Wisconsin, along with Hepburn, Wall, Klesman, and Asijan. Hepburn baseline left, will inbound. Looking, finds Gilmore left corner. He'll hand it to Chucky. He's picked up by Ty Rogers as Hepburn will drift out to the midcourt logo. And the Badgers go into their set. High screen from Gilmore. Chucky moving to his left off of it. Pulls up. Left foul line extended jumper. Around the rim and out. No good. Rebound Coleman Hawkins. Ahead it goes to Jaden Epps. Front court on the left wing. Picked up by Max Klesman. This lineup, Hawkins moves to the five. It's more of a five-out, or it can be a five-out look at times for Illinois as Hawkins hands off to Epps on the right wing. Wall has him now on the switch. Epps takes him on, scoops it up. No, but a foul, and if that's Tyler, that's going to be two. And a couple of the important players for both teams now with two early fouls. Second on Wall.
Jaden Epps is a freshman, but he's a really tough cover because of his ability to really drive the ball. I mean, he's taken on the minutes left by Sky Clark, hasn't he?
Yes.
He's fit that role for Illinois.
Yeah, Clark taking a leave of absence in the days leading up to the first game against Wisconsin. Tyler Wall, Jordan Davis on the floor for Wisconsin right now as Asijan and Wall sitting down. Epps guarded by Hepburn. High screen Hawkins. Gilmore has him on the switch. A throw to Meyer up top. Meyer against Klesman. Meyer on the dribble and a step back contested. Three is good and one. Meyer able to draw the contact, and it's a four-point play opportunity for the Illini. Klesman with his first foul.
Klesman knew it immediately, too. He was getting away with a little physical contact and just played himself into the shooter. Didn't give him a chance to land on the floor.
Meyer averaging 14 a game over the last 12, 10.5 for the season. Chance to make this a four-point play, and he does not convert. Missed the free throw. Klesman the rebound. 5-3 Illinois with 14:50 left in the first half. Hepburn, Davis, Gilmore, Crowell, and Klesman out there for the Badgers. Dean Danger back in there for the Illini for Coleman Hawkins. Here's Chucky for three, right wing. Bangs off the rim, no good. Meyer the rebound. Badgers remain ice cold. And lining up a three on the left wing is Melendez. Missed it short. Rebound cleared by Hepburn. Meyer knocked it away. Chucky regains control. About 5.5 minutes gone by. 5-3 the Illini. Klesman throwing to Davis between the circles, Jordan. Goes off to Crowell, right of the wheel, Dange off him, back cut, Davis catching, low on the right, and walked with the ball, trying to pump fake as Epps was closing, and the Badgers missed an opportunity there at an easy bucket.
It was a nice bounce pass, too, a feed from Crowell to the right block. The thing about Illinois, you go into the game knowing they lead the Big Ten in block shots, it probably plays in your mind a little bit, doesn't it?
Even if it's a freshman 6'2 guy coming at you. Asijan. And Kamari McGee in the game. Hepburn and Klesman come out. 14-10 left of the half. 5-3 Illinois. Meyer against Asijan. Danger the ball screen. And he's open for three. Meyer tries the three straight away. Missed it. Rebound tap. Gathered by Jordan Davis. Able to save it to Connor Asijan. 6 minutes gone by. The Badgers are 1 of 9 for the field. Illinois is 2 out of 10. McGee with a bounce for Crowell. Right wing. Goes to Gilmore. Leaves it for McGee. Top of the arc. Sincere Harris. An excellent defender is on McGee. Now Gilmore outside right. Gives it to Crowell. The top of the circle. 10 on the shot clock. Crowell for Gilmore. Right side. Carter pulls up off the right elbow. Jumper away. And that's an air ball. It comes down to Melendez. Sprints up the left sideline. Feeds Meyer. Blows off the left wing to the lane. And to the rim. Layup is good for Matthew Meyer. Timeout Wisconsin. As Greg Gard needs to talk about it here as the Badgers trailing 7-3. This will be a 30-second timeout. 13:28 left in the first half. 7-3 the Illini as the Badgers have missed 9 of their first 10 shots.
Meyer scoring in transition. That's one area of Badgers. I gave up 7 points to Maryland. Not a whole lot, but in turn, they can't get those easy baskets we talked about in our last broadcast. It's the struggle to move the ball in the front court and score in transition. So everything is very difficult in the half court when you're not shooting the ball well. You see what we've seen thus far in this ball game.
And if Illinois gets a chance to run, that's where it can really excel. In their conference wins, of which there have been 5, Illinois is averaging better than 75 points a game. In the 4 losses in the league, 62.5. Bounce pass to Hepburn against Harris. Harris, the freshman out of Canton, Ohio. Mentioned a very sticky defensive player. Started quite a bit. Not a scorer, but he will guard you all day long. Stephen Crowell leaves it for Gilmore against Meyer right of the circle. And a whistle off the ball and a foul call. This will go against Harris, tagging Hepburn. First foul on Sincere Harris. 7-3 the Illini with 13:13 left in the first half.
Well, Harris played his prep ball with Malachi Branham. They were just terrific.
Yeah, St. Mary's, St. Vincent High School. That's where LeBron went. Inbounds pass to Connor Asijan, left wing. Throwing to Davis. Turns it for Carter Gilmore. Shovels it to Crowell. Single coverage danger. Steven. Mid post right. Backing. A double from Meyer. Turns baseline Crowell. Finds Gilmore low on the right. Up and in. Carter Gilmore working himself free inside. 7-5. Illinois. The Badgers finally get that second bucket here in the first half. 12:45 left in it. Meyer off the danger screen. Asijan chasing. The kick to Rogers off the right wing in the lane. 10-footer. A rounded out no. And a foul is called. Here they're going to get Carter Gilmore with his first foul. And free throws coming up for Ty Rogers. And that's, Illinois is a team not very good at the foul line either. And it's been an adventure for Rogers this season. 5 of 16 coming into this game. And the first free throw rifles off the back of the rim. No good.
What Rogers has done, however, over the last few games is given the Illini spark off the bench. In their last road game at Minnesota, he had 8 points and 8 rebounds. Had 8 rebounds against Ohio State at home, too.
A highly regarded freshman out of Saginaw, Michigan. That state's player of the year 2021. Second free throw, that's no good. Crowell the rebound. Terrence Shannon back in there for Illinois, playing with 2 fouls. 7-5 the Illini. 12.5 minutes left in the first half. Stephen Crowell on the dribble. Point center for Wisconsin right now. Hands off to Hepburn. On the right side, Danger has him on a switch. A feed for Asijan. Covered up by Melendez. Connor moves it off to Jordan Davis. Cuts off the left wing to the rim. Up left hand. Hangs on the rim. No good. Rebound tapped out to Melendez. 12-12 left in the half. 7-5 Illinois. Melendez against Asijan on the right sideline. Sends it over to Terrence Shannon, rotates to Harris, flips to Rogers on the left wing. Back out to Harris, a pass for Shannon, high on the right. Shannon against Jordan Davis. Shannon gives it up to Dane Danger. Faces up against Gilmore, knocked it away, ball loose. Danger lost it, out of bounds to Wisconsin. Good work on the defense from Carter Gilmore as we have the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu and enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:56 left of the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin 5. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 11 minutes, 56 seconds left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin 5.
The Badgers trying to find a way to get on track offensively. In particular, trying to get Stephen Crowell and Chucky Hepburn into the scoring column. At Illinois, Crowell scored 20 points. But 18 of them were in the second half. At Illinois, Chucky Hepburn had 22 points, but 18 of them were in the second half. We're going to use a little bit better early production here today.
See if they can get them going. Neither team shooting it well. The Badgers 2 out of 12. The Illini 3 of 11. And some of the Badger football players out there. Everybody loves free shirts. And guys out there chucking at Jim Murray, DK, CJ Getz, Jordan Turner, Jack Nelson, Tanner Bordellini, Skyler Bell, all out there. If it's free, it's for me. I'll take three.
Should have Jack Nelson go block Terrence Shannon, put him out of this game. As it is, Shannon took himself out of the game early with those two personal fouls, but Underwood trusting him enough, say, all right, go back out there.
Yeah, definitely a trust factor. Neither team, neither coach really likes to do that, and the numbers show you they don't do it a lot. But in the case of Shannon, who has been a red-hot player of late, 20 points per game over the last six, but he averages 18 anyway and hurt Wisconsin with 24 in the game on January 7th. But they're going to spot his minutes. He's not out there now. Badgers have Klesmet, Crowell, Asijan, Hepburn, and Carter Gilmore. And if the floor is Hepburn, he's going to be picked up by Ty Rogers. Klesmet, he's against Epps, and now Crowell goes into Gilmore, right of the lane. Back out to Asijan for three, right side, off the rim, no good. Ty Rogers the rebound. 11:40 left in the half, still 7-5 the Illini. Hawkins sends to Epps at the top. Hepburn defending. Epps with a bounce for Dane Danger. Left of the circle, back out to Epps. Loops around the ball screen in the lane. Running right-hander off the right side iron, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Ahead to Hepburn. Quick pass to Klesmet on the right wing. Little shot fake. Shovels to Gilmore, right of the paint. Backing on Epps. Advantage Gilmore inside. He'll turn. Now turns into a double. That's Hawkins. Klesmet open for three. Left of the circle. That's off the mark, no good. Dane Danger the rebound for Illinois. 11:07 left in the half. Still 7-5 the Illini. R.J. Melendez at the top of the circle. Melendez, a bounce into danger, and it's taken away by Stephen Crowell. Turnover for the Illini. Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Four turnovers for Illinois. 10:50 left in the half. Two-point lead, Illinois. Hepburn at the edge of the center circle. Rogers with the defense. Ball screen, Crowell. Chucky moves left of the lane. Drives to the goal. Reverse layup is off the rim. No good. Coleman Hawkins the rebound for Illinois. And Hawkins brings it up. A pass for Melendez. He will feed Epps high on the right. Sends it back to Melendez. A little crossover, and that got Asijan tangled up. Foul line jump, no good. Klesman with a tip into the hands of the teammates, and here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. 10:20 left in the first half. 7-5 Illinois. Crowell trying to help the home team right now. Crowell feeds Gilmore, top of the circle. He'll take the three, straight on. Got it, going glass. Oh, so pretty. Carter Gilmore with the triple. And it's 8-7 Wisconsin halfway through the first half of play.
It was encouraging that he took the invitation. They left him wide open and he burned him.
Jaden Epps at the edge of the center circle. Hepburn just took it away from him. Chucky with the pilfer. It's 2-on-2. Hepburn finds Connor Asijan. He'll glide off to the left side. Gives it to Klesman. And now Gilmore feeds Klesman. Open three. Left side. Back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Illinois and Jaden Epps. Epps up the middle of the front court. Cut off by Hepburn. Chucky trying to get into him. And Epps trying to drive by. And Chucky crowding him too much. Picks up the foul. And that'll be his first.
I know Gilmore is a pass first type of player. But I would have loved to see him take that heat check on the other end.
I like Klesman there better. I think that's one.
That's just my personal preference.
No, I got it.
Trying to get Gilmore to be a little bit more active on the offense.
Here's Hawkins sideline right front court. Inbounds to Epps. 9:32 left in the half. 8-7 Wisconsin. As Jaden Epps gets it started for Illinois. High screen from Danger. Epps left of the circle. Throws to Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins stops left elbow. Gives off to Matthew Meyer. Meyer now with Marcus Ilver getting him on a switch. Meyer tries a three. Left of the circle too long. No good. Hepburn the rebound. It's Ilver, Klesman, Jordan Davis, Stephen Crowell, and Chucky Hepburn out there for Wisconsin. Badgers up one. 9:05 left in the first half. Crowell top of the arc. Feeds Ilver. Ilver right of the wheel. Looking inside. Nothing available. Whips a pass to Chucky. Fakes the three. Drives baseline left. Runs it back out to Ilver left of the circle. Drives on Meyer. Left of the lane. Now backs. Turns up. Blocked by Hawkins, who will send it out of bounds with seven on the shot clock.
I think Ilver had a chance to do it over again. He would have got the ball inside to Crowell, who was calling for it. That's part of the thing with Crowell. You got to give him some touches inside to get him some comfort level to work against the pivot for Illinois.
Chris Hodges coming in for Stephen Crowell. With Danger and Hawkins out there. Increased size of that front line. Inbounds pass to Klesman. A shot fake. Works the baseline. Across the baseline. Reverse layup going left to right is good for Max Klesman. And it's 10-7 Wisconsin with 8:40 left in the first half. 5 points for Max and his return to the lineup for Wisconsin. Jaden Epps, he'll throw it to Terrence Shannon outside left. Shannon against Jordan Davis. A bounce into Danger, posting on Hodges. Danger turns, slam dunk. Dane Danger taking advantage of the freshman Chris Hodges, and it's 10-9 Wisconsin, 8:18 left of the first half. There's Chucky Hepburn up the right side of the front court, picked up by Epps just across the midstripe. Little screen from Davis. Chucky on the dribble on the right wing. Chucky starts to back down in the lane. One pump up from 8 feet away off the left side iron. No good. Rebound tip to Matthew Meyer. 8 minutes left in the half. 10-9 Wisconsin. Coleman Hawkins high on the right. Little crossover on Ilver. Baseline right. Whips a pass to Shannon. Feeds Epps. Deep three. Left of the circle. Off the rim. No good. Ilver the rebound. He got fouled by Hawkins. Good block out by Marcus Ilver, able to draw the foul on Coleman Hawkins, and that is his first. And we have a timeout here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:49 left of the first half, Wisconsin 10, Illinois 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Thursday. Wednesdays at 11:30. We are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 9 above. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 13. Cloudy tomorrow night. A few flurries possible at times. Lows dip down to about 3 below. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, and Pepsi. 7:49 left in the first half. Wisconsin 10, Illinois 9.
Part of the reason we have this rough fight is that the leading scorers for both teams have been nullified. Terrence Shannon taking only one shot, got two fouls. Tyler Wall is taking only one shot. He's got two fouls.
Yeah, Badgers 4-20, Illinois 4-16. Love in the air, by the way, during the commercial break. Jen said yes. Some dude proposed at midcourt. Seemed to me she was thinking about it for about a half a minute.
Have you ever known anyone to say no?
Oh, absolutely. There have been some skits where, like in the stands, where it's been no thanks. It's kind of like that Uber Eats guy that was on the floor at a Duquesne game earlier this week.
We're gonna
that was
some,
a prank.
We're going to order something for the second half.
Yeah. Good DoorDash. Here comes Chucky Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin against Sincere Harris. You assume gag until proven otherwise with those things, but that looked, she's a good actress if it was not for real. So congrats to Jen and whoever you're marrying. Here's Klesman for three, left of the circle, and he sticks it. His second three of this first half. 13-9 Wisconsin with 7:22 left of the break. Here's Jaden Epps against Chucky Hepburn. A bounce for Harris, covered up by Jordan Davis. Now it's Meyer versus Klesman. Meyer hooks a pass to Epps off the danger ball screen. Epps down the lane, running right-hander short. Another rebound for Stephen Crowell. Racking up the boards, he has five caroms in this first half. 7:05 left of the break. Badgers up 13-9. Klesman leads it for Crowell right of the circle. Crowell, one dribble. Gives it to Klesman, fakes the three, baseline right, the drive, leaves it for Davis, left block. Jordan in the lane, contested shot, just clipped the left side iron, no good. And here comes Sincere Harris, sprints up the right sideline against Max Klesman. A pass to Epps. Epps just outside the center circle. 13-9 Wisconsin, 6:38 left of the first half. Harris left of the wheel, ball screen danger. Crowell picks him up. Harris right lane line, tough shot, and that's partially blocked, way off the mark. Danger has it in the lane and throws up a lefty that goes in. That's four for Dane Danger, 13-11 Wisconsin.
You have to credit Harris for just sticking with it after missing the shot, getting the offensive board.
6:15 left in the first half. Davis, right sideline, curls around a screen from Crowell. A throw to Hepburn, goes into Crowell. Left block on Danger. Turns, pushed it up, blocked by Danger. Comes out to Klesman, feeds Davis for three, right side. Off the rim, no good. Danger had the rebound. Crowell took it away, but nope, they're good. Crowell for the foul. Brooks Wells on the call. That'll be the first on Stephen Crowell.
One thing you notice, if you see Danger in person, he takes up a lot of space, doesn't he? It's tough to get around him.
He's a 200, they list him at 270. Connor Esiejan coming back in for Wisconsin. You got Esiejan, Gilmore, Davis, Crowell, and Hepburn. 5:58 left in the half, 13-11 Wisconsin. That was team foul number six against the Badgers. Illinois has been hit with four. Here's Jaden Epps off the danger screen. Looks a pass to Coleman Hawkins against Gilmore. Now it's Meyer on the left side above the three-point line. Throws it to Hawkins on the left wing. Hawkins faces up. Now starts to back on Gilmore. Left lane line out to Meyer. Meyer steps away. Gets it to Hawkins. Seven to shoot. Hawkins for three left of the circle. Back rim no good. Rebound Crowd tipping it. Gilmore saving it. Hepburn comes up with it. Chucky slaloms through traffic up the right sideline. Drops it to Davis. He'll feed a Esiejan. Baseline left. Connor pull up 8-footer. Missed it, but he was fouled by Epps. Esiejan will shoot two.
I will say this. Carter Gilmore has done a lot of little things here in the first half. Keep the ball alive. That was a gorgeous save over by the Wisconsin bench.
Yes, it was. And a great job by Hepburn. He was literally weaving through traffic up the left sideline. As Connor Esiejan at the free throw line, looking for his first points here. And missing the first free throw. RJ Melendez will come back in, replacing Jaden Epps. 13-11, the Badgers, 5:20 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Esiejan, and he is good with the second. So a three-point lead for Wisconsin. Harris, Hawkins, Meyer, Melendez in danger, the five of the floor for Illinois. Here's Harris on the left side, throws to Hawkins up top, inside feed. They go high-low to Danger, turns right block, up right hand, good. Dane Danger with six, and it's 14-13 Wisconsin, 5 minutes left in the half. Hepburn to the front court, just dogged by Harris, and now Davis has it between the arcs. Davis with a bounce for Crowell, right of the circle. Danger sags off Crowell, leaves it for Hepburn, around the Crowell screen to the free throw line, finds Gilmore, left the lane, back out to Davis, makes the three, goes into Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell, single coverage from Hawkins, backing his Crowell, turns baseline, Danger there on the double. Now Gilmore, back to Crowell, low in the right, up and in, good. Send back from Gilmore to Stephen Crowell. First points for Big Stevie, and it's 16-13 Wisconsin. 4:28 left in the first half. Sincere Harris sets the floor for the Illini off the Hawkins screen. Throws to Hawkins up top. Shot fake, got Gilmore up. A kick right side, Melendez. Corner three off the rim, no good. Hawkins a rebound out to Melendez. Another corner three right side. Missed again. Hepburn the rebound. 4:10 left in the half. 16-13 the Badgers. Hepburn sets the floor off the Crowell ball screen. Chucky moves to his right off of it. Reeves to the foul line. Out to Stevie for three. Right side. Back rim no good. Rebound Coleman Hawkins. 4 minutes left in the half. Three-point lead Wisconsin. Hawkins feeds Harris on the left side and walk to the ball trying to juke and go. Another timeout as the cold shooting continues here in Madison. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. We'll take a break with 3:54 left in the first half. Wisconsin 16, Illinois 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Let's get to a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. One final in the Big Ten earlier today. Northwestern concluding a really good week with an 81-61 win against Minnesota. Later today, Nebraska is at Maryland. And tonight, Ohio State plays at Indiana. 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the first half to Kohl Center. On a lot of really good defense. That's my spin. I'm sticking to it. Wisconsin 16, Illinois 13.
Well, there have been really good spurts of defense from both sides. After Thursday's practice, I spoke with Max Klesman. He said that he gained something, some perspective from watching both the Northwestern and Maryland games in his apartment on television. He said it was just a different viewpoint for him to be able to assess and analyze the action on the floor. And he felt there was certain application that he could utilize the remainder of the season once he was activated again.
It's serving him well here so far. He has 8 points and 5 rebounds so far today.
He did say, though, it drove him nuts, the Northwestern game, because he was all by himself and there was no one to bounce things off of. His parents were at the game in Evanston, so he wound up texting them right. to get their thoughts.
Right. Well, the Badgers are whole. They're really good. 12-2, 4-0 in league play, but you know, 3 games without Tyler Wall, a couple games without Max, and they paid a price for that. Like a lot of teams, depth is hard to come by. Tom Izzo has spoken about that a couple of times, including this week. Play resumes. Connor Esigian throws to Carter Gilmore on the left wing against Coleman Hawkins. Gilmore throwing to Connor up top. Quick release three, but he made it. It's not going to count, though. An illegal screen springing Esigian. And it was on Stephen Crowell, and that's two now on Crowell. So Wall's been on the bench with two. Crowell's headed that way with two. Marcus Ilver is back in. 3:39 left in the half. 16-13 Wisconsin. Here's Sincere Harris through the logo to the front court. Harris against Klesman, high in the right, throwing to Meyer, top of the circle, into Danger. Good post left, backing on Gilmore, up left hand, good. Dane Danger going to the left hand, and he is a lefty, and it's now 16-15, Wisconsin. 3:18 left to the break. 8 points in this first half for Dane Danger with 6 rebounds to go with it. Gilmore at the top, throws to Ilver, open for three, he'll take it, and miss it off the back rim. Rebound, Coleman Hawkins. And Hawkins through the midcourt logo. Angles off to the left side against Gilmore. Badgers up 1, 3 minutes left in the first half. Hawkins on the right-hand hip-high dribble. Top of the circle. Gives it up to Meyer. High on the right. Matthew Meyer drifting out between the arcs. High screen from Danger. And now Meyer open. He'll try a three left of the circle. It's short. Rebound Klesman for Wisconsin. Here comes Max. 2:40 left in the half. 16-15 Wisconsin. Klesman goes into Gilmore. Left of the lane. Turns the back on Hawkins, backing is Carter, backing near the block. Gilmore in the lane, turns up left hand, short, got his own rebound. Low on the right, Gilmore kicks it to Ilver. He'll try a three, left corner, back iron, no. Rebound Sincere Harris. Badgers 3 of 12 from the three-point line and 6 of 29 overall. Illinois 1 of 9 from the arc, 7 of 25 overall. Hawkins turns it to Melendez on the left wing, and a whistle as a foul call. Looks like on Danger off the ball. That'll be his first.
Well, Ilver did a good job just battling with him until Danger pushed back and got caught doing so. Danger scored the last 8 points for Illinois.
Actually, I take that back. That might have been three seconds. Yeah. I think it was a 3 second violation. It was screened there. 2 minutes left in the half, 16-15 Wisconsin. Here's Klesman bouncing to Esigian right of the circle, tightly defended by Melendez. Connor gets it left lane line to Gilmore. Carter is backing on Hawkins. Gilmore still backs, left shoulder turn, now right shoulder turn, up left hand, got glass, nothing else, and he is tied up by Matthew Meyer. Held ball, arrow Wisconsin with 9 on the shot clock. 1:47 left in the half, 16-15 Wisconsin.
Gilmore has posted up on each of the last two possessions. He's missed the initial shot, but got the rebound in both cases.
Hepburn in for Davis. Badgers with a smaller lineup out there. Is Hepburn baseline right, will inbound. Looking, floats it out to Gilmore. Shot clock at 8. Carter hands it off to Hepburn. 5 to shoot. Hepburn drives on Meyer. Got fouled by Meyer. That'll be team foul number 6. And the first on Matthew Meyer. And that'll get the shot clock to 20 with a minute 42 left in the half. 16-15, Wisconsin.
That was kind of a break because I don't know if Chucky had anything there, did he? I mean, he had no place to go, really.
Not much. Klesman sideline left will inbound. Epps defending. Klesman gets it into Hepburn. And Chucky gets it in motion. A screen from Ilver. Chucky throws to Ilver. Top of the key. Drives the lane. Goes to the rim. Shot blocked by Danger. It comes down to Hawkins. Sprints up the floor. Almost overran the dribble. Leads it for Meyer. Open three. Right side. Illinois takes the lead. Meyer's second three of the half. 18-16 the Illini. 1:22 left in the first half. Hepburn right side, hands off to Klesman. Max top of the circle, gives it to Asijan. Back to Klesman, high on the right. Klesman against Meyer, ball screen Gilmore. Probing is Klesman, feeds Hepburn to the right wing. Covered up by Melendez, bounce pass Gilmore. 13 to shoot. Gilmore against Meyer, poked away. It goes out to Max, tries a three straight away. Too hard, no good. Melendez the rebound. 1 minute left in the half, 18-16 Illinois. And now Jaden Epps will set the table for the Illini. Epps outside left. Danger the screen. Epps will use it. Hepburn works over it. A throw to Meyer. Outside left with the Siegen on him. Refeed to Epps. Gets it into Danger. Left of the lane. Turns. Gilmore trying to hold his turf. And get it out to Epps. 5 to shoot. Epps off the Hawkins screen. Ilver gets him on the switch. Epps right of the lane. Runs to the rim. Layup good. Jaden Epps with a strong take. And Illinois taking a timeout with 30.3 left in the first half, 20-16, the Illini.
Well, that's the value of having a guard who can create his own shot. Shot clock is running down. Epps just takes it hard to the rim and scores.
He has 14 in the game. You can see what Underwood is doing with Epps being back in that starting lineup. He's playing 25 minutes a game anyway. He started on Thursday against Ohio State, scored 14 points. And just had a match he liked there, Epps against Marcus Ilver, and the small beat the not-so-small for the easy bucket.
He showed flashes early in the season that he was going to be able to help. Team was against Texas, right? Yep. The upset of number 2 Texas, where he had that spurt at the end of the game. It got him into overtime.
Yeah, well, he averages about 10 a game.
He's explosive.
15, yeah, with 15 against Wisconsin in the first matchup. We got a Siegen out there with Klesman, Gilmore, Hepburn, and Davis. Ty Rogers, Coleman Hawkins, Dave Depps, R.J. Melendez, and Dane Dange out there for the Illini. 30.3 left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn will walk it up for Wisconsin. 7-point run for the Illini. The Badgers have missed their last 7 shots. Uncontested dribble from Hepburn. 18 seconds left of the break. Hepburn just pounds the dribble at the center circle. Down to 12, 11, they get 10 seconds left in the half. Rogers starts to inch up. Hepburn starts to go to work. Down to 5 seconds. Here's Chucky to the right elbow. Throws to Gilmore. Fakes the pass. Takes the 3. Back rim. No good. The first half has come to an end in Madison. The Badgers shooting less than 20% from the field in the first half as the offense continues to struggle mightily. We are through 20 minutes at the Kohl Center from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. Halftime in Madison, Illinois 20, Wisconsin 16. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming...
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Illinois 20, Wisconsin 16. That's it. Dane Danger with 8 points, 6 rebounds. Matthew Meyer with 8 points, 4 boards for Illinois. And the other Illini player to score, Jaden Epps. He has 4 in the first half. For the Badgers, Max Klusman in his return to the lineup with 8 points and 6 first-half rebounds. Carter Gilmore with 5. Stephen Crowell with 2. Connor Esegian with 1. Tyler Wall, limited minutes because of a couple of early fouls, did not score. Chucky Hepburn, 0 for 5 for the field, did not score in the first half. At the break, Illinois 20, Wisconsin 16. Stay with us. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview. That's coming up. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.